Here's word that stalled Mideast peace talks may be getting a jump start. The United States is preparing to announce today that direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians will resume shortly. But as Ben Knight reports from Jerusalem, neither side appears to be a willing participant.
It's fair to say there are not high hopes for this new round of peace talks. Both sides have been dragged back to the table by an unusually firm White House, and each concession has taken weeks of agonizing and sometimes tense diplomacy. The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, has been caught between enormous pressure from the White House and anger amongst Palestinians that he's going into a new round of talks while Jewish settlers continue to build homes in the occupied West Bank. For his part, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is being asked to make concessions on issues like settlements, water, and the future of Jerusalem that his right-wing coalition government is unlikely to accept. Even so, this is a minor victory for the US President Barack Obama, who began work on getting these two sides back together within days of taking office last year. It's expected that the framework for the talks will be announced within days, and that the talks will have a time limit of 1 year. And they'll face their first test next month, when Israel's 10-month moratorium on building in the West Bank expires and settlement construction resumes. It's also possible that militants in Gaza, who aren't part of and don't support these talks, will try to disrupt them with rocket attacks.